Blessings to you all. Greet you in the name of Jesus. Do we really feel that way in our heart, that we will be true to our Lord and Savior, wherever He leads us? I'm not sure how to start out this morning. The song that Brother James picked this morning, 734, verse 3. Time is now fleeting, the moments are passing. Passing for you and for me. Shadows are gathering, deathbeds are coming. Coming for you and for me. We're still waiting on Kay to come back. And as Joe mentioned, that Jacob that was killed instantly yesterday morning, I worked with him. What do we remember of Kay? What do we remember? What do I remember of Jacob? I won't remember anything different than the way he was. The way that Jacob was is how I remember him. And that's past. I was reminded yesterday with thinking about this. In 1 Timothy 6, verse 7, it says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we will take nothing out. We will carry nothing out." But I also thought, we will leave something back. We will leave something back when we go. And how will people remember us? Because the reality is, we need to go on in life. God has given us all life this morning as we are here today. We all have the breath of life. And we have a lot of choices to make. So thank you all for coming this morning. I feel privileged to be here to worship with you. And the song, it was comforting to be here this morning. Why don't we bow for a word of prayer? Dear Lord, Heavenly Father, we ask that you would continue as you have been leading us this morning and feeding us by your word and by your spirit, Lord, your songs that people have written over time and that we can worship with and sing and lift our voices to you. Lord, we thank you for this. We thank you that you have your life available for us. But Father, we have a lot of instructions on how to live according to your will and how to walk that out in obedience. And we ask that you would help us again this morning as we endeavor to look into your word and to follow your example, Lord, as you have showed us in so many ways and in so many clear ways. Father, we also thank you for the lesson that Joe and I shared with the children on waiting for you, which keeps us seeking your will. Father, help us to have a seeking heart and pleading and committed to your ways. Father, as we're all here this morning, anxiously, but yet we want to rest in you, waiting for Kay to come back, or waiting to hear news, or waiting how it is with them. But Lord, we ask that you would be here among us this very moment, this very day. We pray that you would guide us and lead us. Help me to share what you would have me share. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can turn your Bibles to Luke 12. Verse verse 22, Luke 12, verse 22. Jesus speaking to his disciples, and he said unto his disciples, therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. The life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? How much more are ye better than the birds? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature one cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? It's a good reminder for us to just think how we're feeling in our hearts. What are we waiting for? How really is it with all of us? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They toil not, they spin not. And yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothed the grass, which is today and in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he clothe you? Then the next phrase caught my attention. O ye of little faith. He saw that they were of little faith. How is it with us this morning? Is God saying that for us? Or are we being strengthened, meeting every day, crying out to God, seeking God? I've been encouraged. My faith has been strengthened the last couple weeks. Not without trembling, not without wondering. And seek not ye what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink. Coming back to that again. Neither be ye of doubtful mind. I want to encourage us this morning. Let's not doubt God. For all these things do the nations of the world seek after. So if we are of doubtful mind, if we're impatient, that's what the world is seeking after. They can't be patient. They can't wait on the Lord. They don't seek the Lord. And your Father, we can claim that promise, knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Verse 31, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. And all these things shall be added unto you. Verse 32 is another comforting verse. Fear not, little flock. For it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. We can claim that promise this morning. We don't need to fear. God wants to give us his kingdom. But the verse before that says, seek ye the kingdom. Verse 33, sell that ye have, give alms. Provide yourself bags which wax not old, a treasure in the heavens that faileth not, where no thief approaches, neither moth corrupteth. Importance of our treasures in heaven, how does that look? For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. Ephesians says, gird your loins with the truth. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding. That's an exciting verse. And ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord. Are we waiting for our Lord coming back from the wedding? When he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh on our heart's door, they may open unto him immediately. Here we are, Lord. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you, that he will girt himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. Beautiful picture of God. If we are in complete reliance on God, he's going to serve us someday. And we all want that. Going back to verse 31, where it says, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. If we look in Matthew, where that same account was given, Matthew 6, verse 33, but seek ye first. There it's, the word first is added into that in the same. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. So we could say, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and seek first his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. But I was pondering, well, how does it look for all those things? We keep thinking about all these things. But the more I studied into it, seeking first the kingdom, and all these things will be added. We don't have to worry about all these things. Well, what will we be getting? Because it's our tendency, my tendency, to think, well, what will I be getting if I seek the kingdom first? I think it's important that we first seek the kingdom, and then all those other things will be added. So as we continue, let's keep that in our minds. That it's his kingdom we're seeking, and it's his righteousness we're seeking today. And later we will get back to what are those all things. But it just reminded me of the seeking first. Seeking. What do we think of when we think of seeking? If I know that there's something in this pulpit that would give me all I need for the rest of my life, how much would I look for it? It's just a small thing. It's not big. But it's somewhere here. I would probably look till I find it, and I think I have it. But I know I have it. But the Lord is able if we continue to seek. That's the importance I want to bring out this morning, is the importance of seeking God. And it boils down to every area of our life. Seeking first his kingdom. I had to look up the word kingdom just to grasp. And I was thinking, if it's God's kingdom that we're to seek first, and if there's a kingdom, there's always a king. And who is the king in God's kingdom if it's not God? God himself is our king. So every kingdom has a king, and God is that king for us this morning. The dictionary gave it the realm, the kingdom, meaning the realm in which God's will is fulfilled. The realm in which God's will is fulfilled is his kingdom. So it boils down to the Lord's will. Our king's will is his kingdom. Let's keep that in mind. So for God's will to be done in our life, as we're seeking in every area of our life to do God's will, we're seeking his kingdom. And if we fulfill that, we are in the kingdom. And the more we can fulfill God's will in our life that he has purposed us here on this earth for, the more that we can fulfill his promises, fulfill his will for our life, for our families, for every individual in here. Another thing that I thought is God, if we're seeking God, God is faithful to bring us answers. Sometimes we might have to wait a while, but he is faithful to bring us answers. And then what should our response be on top of that or right behind that? If God does bring us answers, still I want you to do this, or I want you to go here, I need to obey. If I don't obey what he shows me to do, because his word is faithful and he is faithful to bring us to that point, but if we don't follow in complete obedience, then his will not be fulfilled. And it shows, we are showing him that we're not seeking him first. We're not seeking his kingdom first, his will. And the reality is, that's what I've seen in the last couple weeks. What do we do with the Haiti thing? And I saw a lot of seeking God. And it's beautiful because we don't know how it'll turn out. We don't know what we should do every day or how we should do it. But if we seek God, He is faithful to give us comfort, to give us courage, to forgive if we need to. Even though we're continually asking, Lord, how long? Why? When will they come back? Will they come back? Let's continue seeking God. He has a perfect will in all this. And another thing that I'm blessed with and just reminded of, we have all these brothers and sisters here with us today. Let's not take this for granted. Let's encourage each other. Let's continue to help each other and seek God's will faithfully. Let's not give up. Let's keep on. And the reality of Jacob's life not being here with us anymore. I will go to work this week, Lord willing, and Jacob will not be there. I can go up to the shop to get more cabinets, but it's not the cabinets he put together, other than what he put together last week. Friday he was there. Alan and Jacob were there. And Saturday, Alan sent a group text to all of us. I can't believe it. I'm digging Jacob's grave. One day he was working with him, helping build cabinets, everyday things. The next day he's digging his grave. His life is past. What he did here on earth is done. There's nothing he can add to his life for better or for worse. It's done. But we at work need to seek God. What shall we do? How shall we work through this? Where shall we go from here? God is faithful to show us. I'm encouraged. Because our King knows. Our King knows everything. He knows how to lead us in all that if we continue seeking Him. Not that it isn't hard. And then with that seeking part, we can be comforted that God knows and God will take care of it all. Through the valley, over the mountains. Seek first God's kingdom. Seek first His righteousness. Seek first what is right in God's eyes. What does God want for me? For every one of us. And for us as men, women, we tend to fail sometimes to be anxious or not know how to deal with some of these things. And we get excited. But I'm here to encourage us and myself also. Let's lean on the Lord. Let's bring everything to God. Because we are the body of Christ. If we have surrendered our life to God, we are the body of Christ. We are under our King. And then that forms the brotherhood that we can have here today. And how are we practically doing this seeking part together? Helping each other. Everyday life. Seeking first God's will in everything that we do, in everything that we think. We go to God first. I wonder if anything would change here at Bethlehem. If every believer in here is doing that, would anything change, or is it that way today? That we're all seeking God faithfully? Or would something change? I know God has been showing me things just doing this study, that still here's an area where you need to shore up. So I'm here to encourage us all. If something would change, let's make the change. Let's obey God if He is showing us areas where we need to grow and change. Because the reality is, we are all on a journey. We're all journeying through this life. But our end is coming. And what will people remember of me? What will people remember of each one of you? When we're digging my grave, when I'm digging your grave, what will people remember of us? Were we truly seeking God in everything? And that's why I'm blessed with the verse there in Matthew 6, verse 33, where it says, seek first. In Luke, it gives it, but rather seek ye the kingdom of God. It's the same, it's telling us the same thing, but it just confirms it with me that first, seek first the kingdom. So in a practical sense, for us as a brotherhood, sometimes for me, one thing God showed me in this study is, sometimes I share things with the, what would you do here without even seeking God? And I think it's important that we first bring our cares to God, that we first go to God. And I'm not diminishing anything that we shouldn't come to the brothers and say, Lord, or brothers, what should I do with this? And maybe we can help each other as brothers and sisters. Did you bring it to God first? Because I'm not saying that it isn't a blessing for brothers and sisters to share together. And I think we should do it and even more. But we should be first seeking God's kingdom. Jonah, I read the verse there in Psalm 37 that I, one of my favorite verses, delight thyself also in the Lord. Goes right with the seeking God with all our life, in every area of our life. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy ways unto him. Give it to him. Trust also in him, and he will bring it to pass. And then he was reading the verses after that and speaking about resting in the Lord. I'd like to just look at some different areas of how can we practically do this for every individual in here. And my first thoughts went to us as husbands. And the first scripture that I thought was in Ephesians 5:25. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church. And I'd like to encourage us all as husbands. Let's love our wives. Let's seek God to love our wives the way he gives us direction here. That he gave himself for the church. He showed us the example. So we have the answer. But for me to say, do it this way or do it that way for your wife or you encouraging me in that, I think it's important that we love our own wives and seeking God for how to do that practically, giving ourselves for our wife. Encouragement. Let's not be husbands that are not seeking God, that are not loving our wife, that are not giving ourselves for her. Because that is part of God's wonderful plan in showing the world. Ephesians 5:22, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. So wives, as you want to give your life, everything to God, do that for your husband. Submit to him. Seek God first in how you can do that for your husband. Let's turn to Ephesians 6. Starting in verse 1, coming down to the children. This morning, I'm not just talking for us as men and women, adults. The Bible is very clear for us as children, and as Joe and I shared this morning. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So this seeking God and doing what God wants, obeying his commands, and walking it out faithfully, it's for every one of us in here. It's for everyone that doesn't surrender their life to God. It's still for God's directions are still very clear for all of us. So children, you can be seeking God in knowing what God wants for your life. Do that. Honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. And I think we would all say, well, we want to live long on the earth. And if I would have asked Jacob last week, do you want to live long on the earth? He would have probably said, sure, yeah. I want to live long on the earth. But his time came. Verse 4, another verse for us as fathers. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Am I truly seeking God in this way? And as it was opened up the other evening to just share struggles that we're going through, even in these 2 weeks, and I think we can all acknowledge that pressures build when you're busy and busier than normal, and we tend to lash out. Let's not do that, fathers. And if we have been, let's repent. God is able to. If we're seeking God first in this area, God can help us. So how does nurturing look? God can help us in that. If we seek first God, he will help us. Admonish our children. God will help us. If we didn't do it the way we should have, let's repent. Let's tell them we're sorry. Let's do it right. Let's change our ways. Coming back to thinking about, would anything change here at Bethlehem if we would all be seeking God first in all these areas? Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters, according to the flesh, at work, wherever we have masters over us. Be obedient. Seek the Lord how to do that, with fear and trembling, in singleness of heart, as unto Christ. As unto Christ, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God, seeking first the kingdom, doing the will of God, from the heart, not with eye service, not the outward appearance, but deep in our heart, we know that we're doing it because we love our God. With good will, doing service as to the Lord and not to men. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord. Do we want God's mercy to be upon us this morning? I think we would all desire that. But let's seek first God. and he will add on to us all these things. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. And then it goes into the armor. I'm not going to go there this morning. But it is a very good tool for us to look at. Are we armed with all these things here in Ephesians 6? Do we have on the whole armor of God? I think that's a part of seeking God and obeying what his commandments teach us, obeying what his word teaches us. Actually, I'll just read that. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And I think we would all agree that we have been facing the wiles of the devil as we sort through how to feel about the captures. How do we feel about that? Are we clear? Put on the whole armor of God. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. And we would all recognize that there is an evil day. Without evil, this wouldn't have happened. And having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, seeking first God. So we're bringing the gospel of peace to people. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And take the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. And I think what I've felt in the last couple weeks is a burden that they could be faithful in their captivity. And our supplications were that they could withstand, that they could be encouraged, filled with the Spirit. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mysteries of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Don't we all want that for that testimony to come back from Haiti, that they would say that in their bonds they were praying for boldness, and one of the brothers got up and just shared boldly and could speak in tongues, and they could understand and respond. But that ye also may know my affairs and how I do, Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister in the Lord, shall make known to you all things. I'm going to read a couple verses in Luke 9, verse 57. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. I will seek you. I will go with you. And Jesus said unto him, foxes have holes, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go bury my father. My dad died. I need to go bury him first. Jesus said unto him, let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. How does that all look? We need God's help in this. How does that all look? In the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. We need God's help to not look back, that God says, you're not worthy of the kingdom. Let's seek first God's will and to be in His kingdom. Mark 10, verse 13 to 15, little children, talking about the little children again. Mark 10, verse 13. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. How are we towards the little children? But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, Suffer the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. Don't push them away, for of such is the kingdom of God. You're missing something. You're pushing these little ones away, and of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter therein. Pondering, how does a child receive God's will? God's kingdom is God on the throne. He's our king. And if we share with our children that God is the king, he made everything, and we're faced with, what do we do about Kay? Well, let's pray for her. A child would quickly be saying, let's do what we can. Let's go. Let's do this. Let's do that. Are we that willing to serve in the kingdom? Ask the little children. If we look at trust, how do little children trust a king? They were coming to Jesus because they knew he's going to heal them. And the disciples were like, you're little children. We don't need you. I mean, there's many other adults that need help. But God said, of such is the kingdom of God. Let's think about how children love a king. If they trust him, they know that he cares for them. How does it look? How do children come to their king? They give everything. They tell everything. All their troubles, all their excitements, everything, they give to the king. Seek first the kingdom of God. Seek first his will and his righteousness. And all these things shall be added unto you. What are all these things? Would it make sense for all these areas that we've touched this morning, if it be for us as husbands crying out for how to lead our family, how to do brotherhood together, children, how to obey your parents, would it make sense that if we're seeking God first, that all of these things will be added to us? God's help, God's strength, God's encouragement when we need it, it's all going to be added to us. He will provide in time of need. We can trust God. We can trust our King. If we are seeking Him first, He will provide in time of need. He will not provide everything we need today for the next 10 years. He will not. But He will provide for us what we need today, what we need here this morning. So we come back again. Are we first seeking God in all these areas so that we can have all these things added to us? Because we want God's will to be worked out in every one of our lives. And the more we can seek God with every area of our life, I know that God will provide for us in all these things. In closing, I'd like to read a couple verses in Philippians 4, verse 12 and 13. Paul was saying, I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Do we want to be strengthened with Christ every moment? Are we seeking for him in that way so that he can add to us all things? I'll close with that. Lord bless you.